can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 10 of the FanDuel Manual. I am your host, Brendan Barnett, alongside my co-host, Chris Cowan, as well as Doug Hayes. Doug, you took down our league last week, so I'll let you start off with some opening remarks about week 10 and your performance in week 9.
Thank you. Thank you to our listeners for listening and going to our FanDuel page and Facebook. But yeah, it's been a very good last 3 weeks for me. I know Chris got off to a very early and huge start, but I feel like I'm starting to get the hang of this thing. And the last couple of weeks, I've won over $600. So not only in the FanDuel podcast am I doing good, but just in life in general.
That's what we always want to hear.
It's good.
Anyone associated with the podcast needs to be doing well in their life, so that's good. Chris, how's your life going?
I would say life is going pretty well. Better than FanDuel. In terms of my battle against the two of you, Doug has, like you just said, Doug's won the last three. I started off, I think I won, the first six?
Yeah.
And Brendan, you've won, you'll win one day as well, probably.
I won the expert league the first week.
That's all
I got
right.
The show for it. Okay, and I won some money against some random leagues.
All right, well, that's good.
But no, I feel pretty good about fantasy in general. I'm in several leagues. The FanDuel leagues for me that I do well in are the ones that I kind of create or jump in last minute when I have the best and most up-to-date information. So I guess for our listeners, I would say, please take to heart what we're saying as well, but do your own due diligence. And like we said last week, you know, check Twitter if you have it. Keep an eye on, you know, any media that you can to get up-to-date injury information, who's active, who's inactive, and put all those things together to make your squad as strong as you can and have some confidence before those 1 o'clock games start.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually postponed the podcast this week so we could do it a little bit later so we have a little bit more up-to-date information. Chris, you had really good input, although you missed the expert league last week. You sent out kind of a text to Doug and I saying, pick up Zach Stacy, and I did in my 55K, and it worked out really well. So, of course, we're going to do all the research for you. We're going to put together all the projections that the experts have out there. But as soon as we record it, more information is coming out. So I couldn't agree more that you have to be aware. If somebody has an injury or is a scratch last minute, you got to know about that stuff so you don't make a huge mistake that's going to cost you.
Yeah, for sure. If somebody goes out and gets a DUI and is not playing, do not feel like you need to play that person. Because we said it on the podcast.
Don't play Justin Blackman. Also, I do want to talk about the expert league. We had we filled out the league quickly, and we're going to have it again. You can check out the website at FanDuelManual.com.
It's already live.
It's already live. Yep. I better get in there. Chris, yep. We better both get in there.
We can already join it now?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, last week, Saints 80. Took it down with 151 points with some really, really good picks. Josh McCown was a steal who got him 20 points, and Andre Johnson went off for 45. Also, some other notable names in here. My Kyle Barnett, 131. Of course, Doug with his Eddie Lacy and Zach Stacy combo, along with Phillip Rivers and Keenan Allen, scored some big points. But got to give props to Saints 80 for taking it down this week.
Yep, good job, man.
Well done.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug, why don't you tell a little bit about the page and the website?
Yeah, so the Facebook, our website is completely updated. It'll have all our picks from this podcast. It will have the podcast up there. Also, our steals, the contests, and the spreadsheet. You can get all that at FanDuelManual.com. And then also, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure that you like our Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/FanDuelManual. We are up to almost 900 followers, and that's only been a week and a half. So thank you to everybody that's signing up, and we'll keep trying to make it fun and interesting on the Facebook page.
Well, with that, why don't we just get into our Week 10 picks? We've got the same 60K format. The Washington Redskins and the Minnesota Vikings have already played, so of course they're not going to be in the mix. On bye this week are the Browns, the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Jets. Not as many as last week, so there are more players to choose from. Let's start it off with our quarterbacks. Like we said, the spreadsheet that has all the projections is up on the website. The top number one overall projection is Seneca Wallace this week, at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think it's because he only costs $5,000, which is the cheapest I think almost anybody can cost. And he's projected at 14 points. Next is Eli Manning and then Jake Locker. But the top overall projected point scorers in order are, of course, Peyton Manning, then Drew Brees, followed by Matthew Stafford. Doug, you celebrated your birthday yesterday, so I will give you the honors of going first with quarterbacks.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, birthdays are not as awesome the older you get, but they're still fun and a good reason to hang out with friends and get wasted. But my quarterback I went with is Eli Manning. This is it scares me a little to choose Eli Manning, but I think for the price and the matchup, it's pretty good. I mean, he's going against the Raiders, who just gave up 7 touchdowns to Nick Foles. The Raiders have to travel all the way to New York. And the Raiders have given up 8 touchdowns passing. Well, that's not a very good stat because 7 of them are in 1 week and one's in the other. But if you average it out, it's 4 a week. So I feel confident. They're coming off a bye. They've won 2 in a row. So hopefully with all the weapons, they can put up some good numbers.
Yeah, I think that's a great pick. Yeah, Foles clowned him last week.
That was crazy.
I think Eli, I just have been waiting for him to bounce back. I don't know. I picked him once and he didn't really do anything for me. I decided to spend a little bit more money and went with Philip Rivers. He's a little more expensive at $8,100 than Eli Manning, who is at $6,400. But I feel like he's much more consistent. And so far he's played 8 games and on average he's at 20.5 points for each of those games. This week he's on pace. He's projected at exactly that, 20.5 points. And he's in a matchup against Denver. He's playing at home against Denver. We've all seen Denver put up huge numbers, but so have the opponents, and especially through the air. Denver has a very porous secondary, unfortunately, but teams are having to throw it. We've seen a lot of teams even going for it on fourth just because they know you don't beat the Denver Broncos by punting the ball away or kicking field goals. So I imagine this is going to be a shootout. Chris, who did you have at your quarterback?
Okay, so for my quarterback position, I sort of incorporated what we said earlier about looking at injury updates and making calls based on that. With that being said, I went with Jay Cutler, who I believe is a little bit lower on the value or the cost chart because it was unsure if he was going to play or not, and he has been cleared to play. We found that out yesterday afternoon. So, again, the closer to Sunday, the more beneficial it is to hold off on your picks there to get this kind of information. I went with Cutler because, well, A, he's been playing really well. In Mark Trestman's offense, they throw it all the time. And his attempts are, I think, higher than they've ever been in his career. And the numbers are backing that up as well. So between Alshon Jeffrey and, of course, Brandon Marshall going against a Detroit team at home, I'm looking for good value out of Jay Cutler.
Yeah, that's a great pick. Let's move into running backs. For running backs, I spent most of my money, I spent a good portion of my money on my running back combo. I went with Doug's favorite running back for the past 2 weeks and one of Chris's favorite running backs for the past 2 weeks, and that is one in Matt Forte, who's at home against Detroit. And then I went with Eddie Lacy, who is still only at $6,800. They're both projected close to 20 points, over 19 points, 19.5 and 19.8. Very good bargains. The overall best bargains at the running back position are going to be, I'm sorry, the highest projected points are Matt Forte Eddie Lacy, and then Reggie Bush. So I just took the top two. The best bargains at the position are Eddie Lacy at the top of that list, followed by Zach Stacy, another one of Chris's favorite running backs, who's been producing really well over the past couple of weeks, and Chris Johnson right behind him, who had a big breakout week recently. Chris, give me your running backs.
Sure. I went with Adrian Peterson and Alfred Morris this week.
Those are really good picks.
I feel good about it. No. I went with Zach Stacy. I know I've been really pumping his tires up, but really confident in him going against a Colts team. Not so much the opponent was my reasoning in choosing him, but just the amount of volume in terms of his touches. He's receiving the ball out of the backfield. He's rushing the ball over 20, 25 times a game, and he's producing. He's kind of on a tear right now. I don't think he's going to last or be this good over a long period of time permanently, but this guy is on a hot streak right now. So Zach Stacy is kind of my guy right now. My other pick is sort of an underdog, the replacement for Doug Martin down in Tampa, who's, you know, we all know Tampa's having a terrible year, but this kid Mike James is doing pretty well in Doug Martin's absence. His yards per carry is turning some heads. He's also producing a lot of yards after contact. So the kid's putting up numbers. I also think being Monday night and going against a Miami team who is going through something a lot bigger than football right now, as we all know, I think it's a good time. They're ripe for the picking. So Mike James is my pick for the second one.
Yeah, he's projected right now at 10, and Zach Stacy is projected much higher at 19. Doug, who do you have for your running backs?
I also went with Mike James. I think for $6,000, he had an unbelievable week last week against the Seahawks in Seattle. So I think now going against the Dolphins, who give up the third most fantasy points to opposing running backs, I think he's primed for $6,000 to really be a good steal. And then I went with Chris Johnson, which, you know, a week ago would be the craziest pick ever, but he did have an amazing game. It shows you his potential, and they have a really good matchup with Jacksonville. I know we always try and pick people that are playing Jacksonville, but they do allow the second most points to opposing running backs, and I just think if he can break a few of those, he's always a danger to do an 80-yard run or 70-yard run, but and put up those big points. So not 100% confident in Chris Johnson, but I think he has that big game potential, and I want to give him a shot this week.
Yeah, he does. He's also catching the ball a lot out of the backfield, which is going to earn you some extra points as well. Speaking of catching the ball, the wide receivers that we're going to be talking about for the number one overall bargain is Andre Johnson, who had a big game last week, and followed by Denarius Moore, who was a dud last week, but for $5,000, he's projected at 14 points. And then T.Y. Hilton is the third best bargain on the board, projected at 16.84. The highest projected receivers are Calvin Johnson, followed by Andre Johnson, and then Keenan Allen. I have two of those, Keenan Allen. I have Keenan Allen as one of my wide receivers. He's been a big. He's been Phillip Rivers' number one target for sure. And then I also went with T.Y. Hilton, who had a big breakout game last week with three touchdowns. Finally, I wanted to get a little piece of the Bronco pie, and I went with Eric Decker, who out of all of the receivers in Denver, cost the least. He is projected right now at 14 points this week. So overall, I've got T.Y., Keenan, and Decker. Doug, who do you have at running back or at wide receiver?
I feel pretty good about my receivers this week. I also went with T.Y. Hilton. I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, it's $6,000. I can't believe he's not the biggest bargain. The only thing I can think is he does every now and then have those weeks where he doesn't have a lot of points. But right now, with Wayne out, he is getting a lot of touches, a lot of touchdowns, a lot of big plays. So for $6,000, I think that's a gimme. I wanted in on the five-sided die of the Broncos, and I went with Wes Welker. I want to go with Decker. I want to go with Thomas. They have big play potential, but Welker is pretty much automatic. He is almost gets a touchdown every game, always gets around 80 yards to 120. So I think he is just automatic. 8,100 is a little bit, but it's just automatic points, I think. And then Dez Bryant was my last receiver. He's only $100 more than Welker. He was targeted 11 times last week. He's still one of the premier receivers. And I just think he's going to get the most points this week out of any receiver.
Out of all receivers, you think Dez Bryant's going to be the number one receiver in Week 10?
I do.
Interesting.
Especially with the Saints, it's going to be one of those back-and-forth games like the Broncos-Cowboys game. I think he's going to go off.
All right. Chris, give us your receivers.
Yeah, well, before I do that really quick, I just kind of want to hit on what you guys are saying with kind of choosing a Broncos receiver. If you look at where Demaryius Thomas is, he's sort of, the way FanDuel has him lumped in, it's sort of with that Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson group almost every week. And yeah. the reality is, I mean, he's a great receiver, but Decker and especially Welker are providing way more value than Demaryius Thomas right now. They're treating him as if he's number one on a team where there isn't a lot else going around. And Demaryius, I don't think, has even had a 100-yard game since week one. I think we equate his name with being part of that offense, and we just assume that he's putting up huge numbers, but really the value lies elsewhere with Denver. So something for our listeners to maybe keep in mind.
Yep.
And also, a little bit on that note, the same thing's true with when teams match up against him. He's drawing their number one cornerback. He's drawing the attention, which is leaving guys like Welker, Julius Thomas, Eric Decker open a little bit more. Not that they're open more, but they're going to have a better matchup, and Peyton Manning's going to exploit that every single time.
Absolutely. So with that being said, I think this is my first week that I did not choose a Broncos receiver. I like the other guys went with T.Y. Hilton. Not much more to say there except for the fact that his targets are seeing a significant increase with Reggie Wayne being out. And I think it's just sort of a no-brainer once again for $6,000. I also went with Keenan Allen for similar reasons that I think Brendan said. San Diego will probably end up having to pass a lot. And I know that, you know, logic tells you to run the ball to keep the time of possession away from Denver. But San Diego is a good passing team. So I think that their philosophy this week is going to be do what we do best. And they're going to try to maintain pace with Denver by throwing the ball around. And Allen, again, is a target guy. He's Rivers' favorite target right now. And I think he's going to see a lot of them in that game. My third pick is actually sort of a big name, but also under the radar at the same time. I went with Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz is very good value this week. A lot of good value between that $6,000-$7,500 range for receivers on FanDuel this week. Victor Cruz is recovering from an injury, but he is expected to play. Again, going against that Oakland secondary that has to be rattled from what they went through last week with the Eagles, giving up 7 passing touchdowns. The cross-country trip, the switch of time zones, I think it all plays a part. And not only are they traveling to across the country, but they're also taking on a Giants team that is now back in a race for a division crown, and they are also coming off of a bye. And I'm a big believer in teams having a nice offense prepared coming off of a bye week. So I think there's a lot of good things. It's a nice cocktail for why the Giants and Victor Cruz, in my opinion, will have a really good week.
All right. So our next position we'll move right into is our tight end position. And the top bargains in order are Jimmy Graham, Charles Clay, and then Antonio Gates. And I don't think it's any surprise who tops the list for highest projected point scorers this week. It is, of course, Jimmy Graham, and then Julius Thomas, and followed by Jason Witten. I went with one of the bargains, and I have a lot of stock in this Denver-San Diego game because this is my fourth player that's playing in this game, and I went with Antonio Gates. We talked about it a lot. I've got Phillip Rivers as my quarterback. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, and I know that Antonio Gates is another red zone target that Phillip Rivers likes to take advantage of. Chris, give me your tight end.
Yeah, I had a little bit of money left over. I feel like I went for a lot of value this week. So because of that, I was able to snag Jimmy Graham. That's sort of the reward on FanDuel. If you look for good value elsewhere and you get to the tight end position, you can just kind of say, screw it, I want Jimmy Graham. When Gronkowski is out, he is far and away the best talent, and the disparity between Jimmy Graham and the rest of the tight ends is really so much more than any other position. Any other position's best guy and the players that follow him. So Jimmy Graham going against a Dallas team that likes to give up points through the air, I think it's a real no-brainer. I agree that it's going to be sort of a shootout in New Orleans. And if there's a shootout and Jimmy Graham's on the field, he's usually going to be the reciprocant of a lot of that. So Jimmy Graham.
Perfect. Doug?
Yeah, I always like to be able to go with Jimmy Graham. Also, all the other receivers are kind of hit or miss with New Orleans, and Jimmy Graham is the only consistent one, so I think Breeze always is looking for Graham when he can. I went with Vernon Davis. I didn't have enough money for Jimmy Graham, but Vernon Davis is kind of like a receiver slash tight end. He's Kaepernick's favorite target. He's actually averaging 75 yards a game and a touchdown a game. He's topped his 2012 fantasy stats already through seven games this year, and I just think he is a good deal. If I don't think he's quite up there with Jimmy Graham and Gronkowski, but I think he could be in the conversation. I think he's up there easily, maybe the third best.
What do you think? I don't know what Michael Crabtree's coming back soon. I don't know what the timetable is. What do you think that does to the value of Vernon Davis?
Well, I think like Percy Harvin or anybody comes back, it's going to take a couple weeks before they're not going to play the entire game. They'll get a few reps, but it shouldn't take away too much from Davis.
All right, let's get into my favorite position here, which is the kicker position. This is what I do every week. I go to the kickers who cost $5,000 and pick the one that's the best, that's projected at the highest points. This week, the highest projected kicker is Matt Prater for the Broncos, followed by David Akers and then Robbie Gould. The best bargains are Matt Prater, David Akers, and then Steve Hauschka. How do you say that, Chris?
Hauschka. Hauschka. God bless you.
So I just went down the list. So when I sort it based on largest or highest point scores, go down the list, look for the first 5,000, and it is David Akers. So David Akers is my kicker this week. Simple as that. Chris, who do you got?
I went Nick Novak. Again, $5,000 guy for San Diego at home against Denver. He's going to be forced to score, and hopefully they can put some points up on Denver. So I went with their kicker, Nick Novak.
All right. What about you, Doug?
I also went with Nick Novak. No further commentary needed.
Nothing else needed.
No.
All right, as far as defense, defense this week, the number one, the defense that's projected the highest is the Tennessee Titans, followed by the Seahawks, and then the Miami Dolphins. In terms of bargains, it is that same. Those are the exact same teams: Tennessee Titans, Seahawks, and Dolphins. I decided to spend the money. I didn't have the money to spend at the tight end position on a guy like Jimmy Graham, so I spent the rest of my money on the best defense. Which is, this week, it's all about the matchup. It's not necessarily that the Tennessee Titans have the best defense. Their defense is good. It's the fact that they're playing at home when they're playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are coming off of a bye, but I didn't hear them getting any new players. In fact, I know they just lost one of their best receivers, so I don't think that they're going to be totally new and improved. So I really like that matchup, and I spent the money that I projected it near 15 points. Doug, who do you have at defense?
I think the Jaguars could have 2 years to plan for a game, and it wouldn't matter.
You're right.
This is a little bit of a stretch, considering how they've been playing all year, but I went with the Pittsburgh Steelers because I didn't have a lot of money. They got pretty much embarrassed by the Patriots last week. Tomlin was furious about how people were playing, and I think they just have a lot of pride in Pittsburgh. They're going to be at home. And I think this is the week that they play like the Pittsburgh Steelers. So for the value, It's kind of a long shot, but I think that they're going to show up and have some pride and get up some points and turnovers.
All right. Chris?
I went with the Arizona Cardinals. Actually, they're a pretty good defense. I don't hear a lot about them down there in the desert, but their run defense is especially good. Overall, again, their defense is playing really well, and I think that they might give Case Keenum of the Texans some fits. The rookie quarterback down there facing one of the better defenses that he's faced in his brief career. So Case Keenum, more known for his Case Keenum's weekly top 40. I think he might want to go back to that after this game. So Arizona Cardinals for me.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, so that's the whole team. I'll do a quick recap of my team, and then each you can do a recap, and then I want to go into that your Holy Steel pick of the week. But first, let's recap. So I've got Philip Rivers at home against Denver, Matt Forte and Eddie Lacy, T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen, and Eric Decker at wide receiver. My tight end is Antonio Gates this week. Kicker, David Akers, and my defense is the Tennessee Titans. Doug, want to quickly recap your team?
Sure. I got Eli Manning at quarterback, Chris Johnson and Mike James at running back, Dez Bryant, Wes Welker, T.Y. Hilton, and my receivers, Vernon Davis at tight end, the Steelers D, and Nick Novak.
Chris?
Yep. Quarterback Jay Cutler, running backs Zach Stacy and Mike James from Tampa Bay, wide receivers T.Y. Hilton, Keenan Allen and Victor Cruz, tight end Jimmy Graham, kicker Nick Novak, and defense Arizona Cardinals.
Perfect. Now I want to get into who is your steal, who you think is, because of how FanDuel is pricing them compared to what you think they're going to produce, you would pick your steal for the week, or it's just your lock, somebody you just feel like is going to go off. You know they're going to have a great week. So I want to hear you, Chris, I want you to start us off with your steal or your lock for week 10.
All right. My real deal holy steal this week is right. Going to be Victor Cruz, actually. I know, Brendan, I know who your steal is going to be. I actually agree with you, but I wanted to mix it up for our listeners. So a guy I also believe in as a steal of the week is Victor Cruz. Sort of gave all the reasons already, but his value is pretty low. He's an explosive receiver, as we all know. He's playing against an Oakland team that's ripe for the picking. New York's coming off of a bye, and they are back in the thick of things in the NFC East. They have a lot to play for almost overnight, really. And yeah. I think if the Giants are going to make a serious run here, it starts with a nice ass-kicking of Oakland, and I think Victor Cruz will have a large part in that.
Yeah, that sounds great. How about for you, Doug? Who's your steal or lock this week?
I'm going to go with a lock, and I'm going to go with Wes Welker. I think the Broncos coming off a bye week, Manning and Welker working together to try and pick apart the Chargers. I just think Welker is pretty much automatic. I think he's going to get you around 20 this week, no problem, unless he takes a 45-minute shower and misses the second half. I think he's for sure going to get some good points.
All right. I think we are all in consensus, so for our wide receivers, each of us chose T.Y. Hilton, and that is my steal this week. Basically, because FanDuel has him at $6,000, which he's their number one receiver out there. With Reggie Wayne out, T.Y. is the guy. And if you're thinking about not putting T.Y. Hilton in your lineup this week, you need to think again, because he needs to be in every single lineup this week. And I think you'll see him in most lineups because of how much how little he's valued at on FanDuel. We're going to have to wrap it up. But as always, you should follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/FanDuelManual. Our Twitter handle is our Twitter handle is @FanDuelManual. You can tweet us your teams, your questions, or you can hit us at FanDuelManual@gmail.com. Everything is on the website, www.FanDuelManual.com. We'd love to hear from you. Love to see what we can do better. We already got some feedback about the audio. So thank you, Doug, for coming up with a way that we could record the show a little bit better.
Yep, no problem.
What else you got, man? Any final remarks?
No, I thank you so much for all the people that have followed our Facebook page. We really appreciate it. And, you know, we'll keep getting better at this, and hopefully this can take off and we can help you win some money.
Yeah, and Brandon, I think you should handle your own twiddle.
That was his high school nickname, Twiddle Handle.
All right, man, that's going to do it. Good luck, everybody.
All right, good luck, everyone. See you later.
Bye.
Yo, it's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy, realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.